Tanya and Steve's stuff we didn't get to.
We didn't get to catch up with these guys earlier, so we thought we'd grab them now.
Melissa and Bryce, they were one of the two couples featured last night on Married with Children. Okay.
We just had some champagne.
Not yet, guys, not just yet.
Tanya's had a champagne.
I've had champagne.
So, I've got to say, anyway, we've got Al Bundy on the line. From Married with Children.
I meant Married at First Sight.
All right, now, you saw them last night. One was a radio announcer and the other one, well, I'd say a few
anxiety. Melissa and Bryce, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
And just to confirm, we're having a boy as well.
Good to see
you.
Gee, I tell you what, Bryce, the lengths you've gone to get on our show, outrageous.
I know. It only took me a 4-month process and marrying a stranger at first sight.
Oh, well, things you got to do.
Now, look, a couple of red flags from both of you last night. Melissa, you haven't had a date ever. And Bryce, you were only engaged 6 months ago and you're jumping into this. So how are you feeling about each other?
We're pretty well suited, aren't we, when you explain it that way? No, it was... look, obviously we've got very different backgrounds when it comes to relationships. And look, one's pure and fresh and the other one is scarred and heartbroken. So, look, it depends how you look at it. From my point of view, I was in a relationship that I wasn't happy for, and I think I made note of it last night at the wedding where I was kind of mentally checked out of that relationship 6 months prior. Now, people will take that as a negative, and I completely get where they would come from and think, oh, he's not ready to move on. But those close to me, family and friends and whatnot, knew exactly the situation that I was in with that partner. So I guess until you know the full story of what actually happened in that relationship, it's a bit hard to... I guess everyone's going to have their opinion, and they're fully entitled to. I respect that. But at the same time, too, no one knows what happened in that relationship.
Hey, Melissa, from personal experience, have you noticed that Bryce, being a radio announcer, he won't shut up?
So, he's a very good talker, isn't he?
Oh, I get blamed for it all the time. But, Melissa, I want to ask you this, right? Having a bit of experience with both radio announcing, but also anxiety and things like that, did you spend most of last night saying to Bryce, oh, God, what am I going to do on the radio? What if I get nervous? Because you'll be doing a round of interviews today. Were you nervous?
Yeah, I was definitely nervous. I'm completely out of my comfort zone, and I'm actually quite lucky to be doing it with Bryce because, as you said, he's able to take the lead in most of this and he can do most of the talking.
Did you have to talk her down, Bryce?
No, look, she's come out of her shell a hell of a lot since I met her late September, so she's definitely a very outgoing, I wouldn't say outspoken like myself, but she's definitely more than capable of doing this on her own. So, I think we've sort of worked each other out. We sort of have leveled each other out too. I'm obviously very outgoing and extroverted. She's the opposite, but I think even from the wedding, we found a happy medium and kind of strengthened each other in some degree.
We kind of balance each other out.
Yeah, okay. Well,
hey, what's with the other cow? What's her name?
Oh, look, Beck and Jake.
Beck,
guys were the sweet couple last night. Beck and Jake, he was lovely, but she looked like a cow. But again, are we going to be told that it's all in the edit and that it was the producers that prompted her to say the terrible things she did about her beau-to-be?
I'm more than happy to say, guys, just to you only, that if I married Rebecca, I would have run straight away. Mm. I don't know how Jake did.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
because he seems like a sweetie.
Yeah, and she seems like an absolute cow.
Mm.
You're pretty close to the mark with both of them there.
Oh, wow.
There we go. What about you? What do you reckon, Melissa, about, what's her name?
Beck.
Beck.
I don't have a lot of girlfriends because I don't like the bitchiness and the cattiness. So Rebecca is definitely a force to be reckoned with.
Wow. And, yeah.
Jeez.
So you've called it early because usually at this first interview on the season opener, people like you are very careful and cautious and saying, oh, you'll just have to wait and see. But no, once a bitch, always a bitch.
Yeah, fair call. Hey, guys, well, you know, I know you're not going to give us any info, so we'll just have to sit back and watch and see how you go.
We hope you do well.
Yeah, good on you.
Yeah, you look suited.
All we'll say is strap yourself in and enjoy the ride.
All right. Good luck, guys.
And Bryce, after getting out of a engagement and then 6 months going on a marriage show, you haven't made us radio announcers look very good, champion.
sorry, guys, and sorry to the whole industry as well.
As fast as we are.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck.
That's jumping in quick, isn't it? 6 months.
Well, on a TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it took you 2 years to... Like, really?
Exactly. Yeah,
you've
totally.
Got a love interest now, but it's taken 2 years.
There's no way after 6 months.
No.
I wouldn't have been ready to jump anywhere.
You're still healing, and he was in that relationship for 5 years.
Yep.
So anyway, I know what the ex is doing. Throwing darts at the TV.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they bounce off.
Good to know. Good to
all
know.
Right.
Hey, we do have to thank Harvey Norman.
Nerf balls, everybody.
Before we leave today, thank Harvey Norman there. On board as show sponsor for the entire month, actually for a couple of months, if you're renovating, building or upgrading, Harvey Norman has Newcastle and the Hunter's best deals for kitchen cooking
they
appliances.
They do so. They've got bar fridges, which could house that half bottle of champagne we just cracked for Nikki's wedding.
You absolutely haven't taken your eye off that since it's been open. What is it called?
I call
it
dibs.
A chandon, that one.
Yeah.
Lovely chandon.
All right. For God's sake, keep her away from it.
And they have a whole bunch of other stuff that are great brands.
Oh, you're still talking?
Harvey Norman, yeah.
I think Harvey Norman would prefer you stop talking.
Okay.
No-night. No-night, tenure.
See you, tenure.
No-night.
Bye.
Harvey Norman, coming on board. Thank you.